Good morning. I would like to dive right into it. So today I'll be coming from Romans 2 and 4, and my title is Warning Comes Before Destruction. So God is very kind and patient with us. He waits a long time before he punishes us. Don't forget that. You should understand that God is giving you a chance to change. He waits patiently so that you may turn away from wrong things. Remember when you were younger and misbehaved at school or talked bad to your parents? Your parents punish you and may have whipped you for your disobedience or actions, right? So why do we think we can throw the rock and hide the hand or do God the same way? God gives us warning after warning. When you know better, we are taught to do better. We should all be living to live again, but instead, we let the world consume us. We choose to worry about other people's problems and wonder why Mr. James didn't go to church this past Sunday. This isn't the time to be worried about anybody except yourself and your salvation. You can't answer for Brother Earl. You must bow down and answer for yourself. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5 and Ephesians, the 5th chapter 16, explains a time illustrated by moral renewal, spiritual awakening, and sharp harmony, which lets us know that we are in our last and evil days. Ephesians 5, 26 to 27 tells us he did that to make us completely clean as the people of God. It was like he washed us with the water as he brought God's message to us. Christ himself did this to bring us to himself as a beautiful group of his people. His church would belong to him completely. It would be pure without anything bad to spoil it. This means God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. God desires the church to shine brightly with his presence, inspiring awe and reflecting his perfect holiness, and motivating believers like you and me to live a life of stunning beauty, religiousness, and glory. As we journey towards the final revelation of the church, we can take heart in the transformative power of the Holy Spirit, who continually sanctifies and perfects believers, empowering them to be beacons of hope and holiness. See Matthew 16 chapter 24 verse and Luke 9 chapter 23 verse pretty much encourages us to take up your cross and follow me. Jesus shared this teaching to inspire his disciples to embody a life of courageous, selflessness, and unwavering faith, even in the faces of challenges. See, the Lord never told us life would be easy, but we have to learn not to lean on our own understanding. We have to trust him to make a way for us, and he will direct our path. He has never left us nor forsaken us, so why not let Jesus come in and do what he has promised us to do? Again, Romans, the second chapter, verses 4, tells us that God is giving us a chance to change. He waits so patiently so that we may turn away from the wrong things we've done. So when destructions come our way, Don't wonder or worry why me or so-and-so make it seem like we didn't understand because we were warned. Now it's up to us whether we take heed to the word, hear it, and move, or be obedient to the word of God or what he's trying to tell us. So sometimes we can't judge who the message coming from, but we need to take heed and listen to what is being said. And sometimes you can't always listen to what people tell you. That's why it's very important that we open up our Bibles and read for ourselves. And even if you don't have a Bible, I'm pretty sure we all have a phone. If you were able to listen to my podcast, you got a phone. The Bible app is free. All you have to do is download it and seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, like, we have the Bible app, we have Bibles and stuff, and we choose to do everything in the world instead of seek and try to get, you know, an understanding from God. So, like, with life and with people, with everything, we just have to, you know, pray and ask God to kind of come in, intervene with what we have going on in life and try to just be obedient to his word and be obedient to what he's teaching us and telling us to do. Because, like I say, we all, you know, been born, and at the end of the day, we're supposed to be living to live again. We all gonna have to die, and it's up to us, or it's up to you, whether you determine your home gonna be. And a lot of us don't believe that hell is a real place, but it's real. And the Bible speak about hell too, which I'll speak about that another time. But remember, it's up to you where your life and your future, where your spiritual soul gonna be at. So trust, we just have to learn to trust God and not lean on our own understanding, but just acknowledge him in everything we say and do and let him continue to direct our path. And thank you guys for keeping up with my podcast and listening to me.